represented by Johnson Mechanical, Eman Management, and Lewis, that the time for going in to the bank there for the case is over. This whole case is assigned power in contemplation of the trial. There was no trial. This is for a withdrawal of a guilty plea because they say he was persuaded to the extent of almost force, therefore he is entitled to a withdrawal of the guilty plea, and then we will go from there. So I think they got the cart before the horse. I'd say one thing further, please, of course. Say for this, it may be strange. The state's already shown this. They say, well, why don't they show it now? And that's what Mr. Ryan has said. They show it to other counties that they've been generous, of course, been generous yet. Why don't we show it now? Especially for this, please, of course. Number one, it has been held that a guilty plea has the highest dignity of any plea. This is quite important, and the trend is going along state today. Yes, we must have a finality. Without law to be effective, we must be certain. And if they keep going on and on and on, it will punch up. Further, in a case such as this, which has received a great deal of publicity, we get into problems just like we have gotten in here today. With respect to counsel, they come in and they make certain emphasis or statements that Judge Battle may have negotiated between. But they say, we want to find out. Find out before they make the allegation. I think that is doing a great disservice to Judge Battle. If they have the evidence, yes, bring it in and put it in. But they get the evidence before they make such allegations. There is no evidence. This is not evidence. Mr. Spencer Wall handed this to me. This is not evidence in this court. This is hearsay. If they wanted to bring that in as evidence, bring Mr. Foreman in and put him on the stand. This court has the subpoena power, and I'm sure Mr. Ryan and Mr. Spencer Wall know how to use this court's subpoena power. So again, between the court, how many times shall we rehab? How many times shall someone else come up with another theory and harass and do disservice to justice? Mr. Rose will answer. Please, the court's main motion.
The court pleads on the motions, asking the court to require the hearing to certain things shared by the party to this lawsuit. Asking are within his jurisdiction is running his jail in the manner that he sees fit under the law. He has not been brought in as party to the lawsuit. He has not been served. Mr. Ryan has made quite a considerable amount of play. Mr. Carlisle, our inspector, I think, said it was. I think I have to give him a raise when I get back to the office of showing evidence. No evidence that showed any club, late society, woman's home nursing, or anyone else in the court. The only thing that's been shown any of those lives, which are personal property, is true. Not evidence. The court pleads this case I have in my hand page 208, 209, 210, 11, 12 of the official record of the court. Guilty plea of James Earl Ray. In this, the court very properly explained to Mr. Ray what his rights were. Do you know that you have a right to a trial by a jury on a charge of murder in the first degree against you? The punishment for murder in the first degree ranging from death by electrocution to any time over 20 years. And he goes on and explains that to him at the court meeting, that he had the right to a new trial and so forth. Do you understand all of these rights? Yes, sir. You are entering a plea of guilty to murder in the first degree as charged in the indictment and are compromising and settling your case on an agreed punishment of 99 years in the state penitentiary. Is this what you want to do? Yes, I do. Is this what you want to do the second time? Yes, sir. Do you understand that you are waiving, which means giving up, a former trial by your plea of guilty to the laws of the state? Require the prosecution to present evidence to a jury in all cases on murder in the first degree. By your plea, you are waiving your right, number one, to the motion for a new trial, number two, successive appeals to the Supreme Court, to the Tennessee Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court of the State of Tennessee, and three, a petition to review by the Supreme Court of the United States. By your plea of guilty, you're also abandoning and waiving your objections and exceptions to all of the motions and petitions which the court has heretofore ruled against you in whole or in part. Among them being, number one, a motion to withdraw a plea and quash the indictment. Number two, motion to inspect the evidence. Number three, a motion to remove lights and cameras from the jail. Number four, a motion for private consultation with the attorney. Number five, petition to authorize the defendant to take depositions. Number six, a motion to permit a conference with the hearing. Seven, motion to permit photographs. Eight, motion to designate court reporters. Nine, a motion to stipulate testimony. Ten, suggestion of the proper name. You are waiving or giving up all of these rights as anything besides this sentence. 99 years in the penitentiary been promised to you to get you to plead guilty. Has anything else been promised to you by anyone? Answer, no, it has not. Has any pressure of any kind by anyone in any way been used to get you to plead guilty? Answer, no, no one in any way. He waived all of those rights, the court pleads. He waived all of those rights. This is the official record of the court. The official record that these people have the right to see and the right to read and the right to look. Now, there's got to be an end to this at some point. Now, Your Honor has the sole discretion on granting this thing, and I think the court should exercise it and exercise it in the proper manner. thinking, and that is that somewhere along the line, this break, especially in incarceration, especially in that guilty plea of which he said the judge participated, there was a total abandonment of the adversary system in the state of Tennessee right here in this court. A total abandonment. And what did we go to? You must go to something, abandon something. They went into this inquisition system. Lights on, isolation. And finally, we get a walk. This is what we address ourselves to. If nothing has been suppressed by the state, then there's no need of us to be here or wait for a ruling. This is what this man's charge is. Nothing's been suppressed. And this is it. There's no need of us to be here anymore. All we want is the bail's on.